So today's daf is Ayin Dalad. We got to the bottom of Ayin Gimel and Beis, two lines from the bottom of Ashi. So if Ashi says, Mereisha Nami Shmas Mina. So the Gemara's, next week Gemara is a bit choppy also, that he's going back to try to prove from yesterday. How do we know that the din of Ariel and Maisa Shani was left off that Brisa? So we had a whole, what we seemed to be a very exhaustive list of the differences between Maiser versus Chumun and Bikurim, and the differences between them, and we did not mention Ariel, so it sounded like initially that Ariel must not be a difference, the fact that it does not mention it as a difference. It must be that Maiser Shani is equal to Chumun and Bikurim, that Ariel may not eat any of those. And the Gemara says, no, that is a difference, and Ariel may eat Maiser Shani as opposed to Chumun and Bikurim, but it was left off the list, and we had the cloud. Whenever something's left off the list, that means there's a second thing also left off the list. The Gemara found something in a couple examples that was left off the list. Ravashi said, I'm going to find another example that was left off that list. So Amar Ravashi, Meresha Nami. Remember, the Gemara before had to look to the Seifa for something that was left off the list. Ravashi says, you look to the Resha, even forget the Seifa. Even in the Resha, there's something that was left off the list, which would indicate that Ariel was also something left off the list. What was that? So Meresha Nami Shmasmina, the Tana Vishayar. Midilo Kasani, from the fact that the Resha does not say, V'nohagin Bishayin Shnei Shavua, V'en Lampidion, Mashenk Memeiser, Shmamina. So the halacha is that Chuma Mikurim take place every single year. Every single year of the Shemitah cycle, every single year a person has to give Chuma from that year's produce and has to give Bikurim. Yeah.
Shemitah is
177. Right, so we call Shemitah cycles all years, because when it comes to Maaser Sheni, only the first and second, fourth and fifth years of the Shemitah cycle have to bring Maaser Sheni. As opposed to Bikurim and Chuma, every single year the farmer has to bring these fruits to Yerushalayim or give it to the Kohen, but not by Maaser Sheni. And that's a clear distinction that everybody agrees to. The fact that it wasn't on the list tells us that something else was also off the list. And secondly, the Gemara says, Ravashi says, it doesn't mention the fact that there's no pidyon. That when it comes to Maaser Sheni, we mentioned yesterday, a person is allowed to be poed his Maaser Sheni fruit onto money, bring the money, add a chomish, also we had that additional chomish, bring that money to Yerushalayim, buy fruit and eat in Yerushalayim, but Chuman and Bikurim do not have pidyon. And the fact that the Resha doesn't mention that as a difference tells us that there's something else missing, namely that it's possible that Ariel is missing also as a difference. Okay. Now the Gemara, without even telling you, goes back to the other topic of an Ariel being Mutter Maaser Sheni. We're trying to prove a point now. We tried to originally bring that Brisa, and he said that Brisa alone is missing something. And now the Gemara tries to bring another proof, whether Maaser Sheni is Mutter or Aser, or rather whether an Ariel may eat Maaser Sheni or not. So Gemara brings the following brisa. Toshma, nishtairu bo tzitzin ham'akven es amila. If a person received a bris mila, but as some of the arla was left over, whereby it's enough to consider it still a pasul mila, he has to be removed. So long as it's not removed yet, still ma'akev es amila, hareza einu ochel. He's not allowed to eat lo chuma, lo pesach, lo b'kachim, lo b'maiser. These four things he can't eat. He can't eat chuma. We saw already, we know that everyone agrees an Ariel cannot eat Chumah. We saw already that an Ariel may not eat Karban Pesach, an Ariel may not eat Kachrim, and fourthly, Ariel may not eat Maaser. So the question is, which Maaser are we referring to? My lab, Maaser Dagan. So Maaser Dagan referring to all Maaser Dagan. Maaser Dagan means any of the Maaser of the grains. We said Midiraisa, according to Rov Rishon, rather than the Rambam, Midiraisa wants Chayv and Chumah and Maaser, only Dagan, Tiroshcha, V'Yitzarcha. Dagan is grains, Tiroshcha is wine, Yitzarcha is oil. Those are the only three things, Midirais, that you're chayv in Chumas and Maisros. Everything else is Midirbanon. The Rambam has a chiddush. He thinks kol peros, all fruit, are chayv Midiraisa. Just for you, David, that the Adonizer writes that Dagon, Tiroshcha, Yitzarcha are connected the Keser, Bina, and Das, Chachma, Bina, Das, Chabad. Dagon is connected Das, Tiroshcha is connected Bina, Yain, and Bina, and Vitzarcha, which is Shemin's eyes, is connected Chachma. That's for you.
Because it helps. I just read that somewhere. From Chanukah, I read.
So very, very appropriate for today, Chanukah.
Yeah.
Shemin's
Chachma. So Shemin is Chachma. So that's why, read it. I don't know where I read it.
Shemin's Chachma. There's a lot to be said. So Shemin's Chachma, that's what this Indian of Chanukah is all about.
V'shemin al roshcha lo yichsar.
Say it again.
V'shemin al roshcha lo yichsar.
Yeah.
It's in the Mishnah,
I think. Yeah?
It's referred to.
The Shemin on the Roshcha, right. Yeah. The Kohen Gadol was anointed on the head.
The Shemin on Zakeh.
That's on the beard, I think, right? It's
in the
beard.
It's also on the face.
But Zakein is also connected to Zakein and Zikna and Chachma.
What?
Cannot Tfot Talmud, it's about Aaron.
Yes, exactly.
Right, exactly.
Okay. That's your premise of Hanukkah. So
you didn't tell me much, you just told me that.
I'll explain later then. We'll do another shmooze on that. So what's the Maisa referring to? Is it not referring to Maisa Dagon, which means that an Aro may not eat Maisa Sheni? Where it says, no, lo, Maisa Behema.
I'm sorry, but how do we learn that Maisa Dagon is talking Maisa Sheni?
Well, when we say Maisa Dagon, I think we just refer to all Maisa.
You know, it does say here, but it says the Hainu Maisa Sheni.
It doesn't say. We don't know.
But here also, it's talking about Maisa Sheni.
Yeah. So I'm not sure. Rashi doesn't explain why, but Maaser Dagon, I think they're assuming Maaser Dagon refers to all the Maasers, Maaser Rishon, Maaser Sheni, Maaser Ani, all of them are included. So we're only concerned with Maaser Sheni.
Okay, I understand.
So Gemara said, no, it's talking about Maaser Behema. What's Maaser Behema? When a person has animals, he has to separate every 10th animal goes through the pin.
So
a different type of Maaser, talking Maaser Behema, that's what an Ariel cannot eat, a Maaser Behema. Mara says, Maaser Behema, Hainu Kachim. You learn the Sugya is the last parak of Bechoros, tells us Maaser Behema is a... as a carbon. We already said he can't eat kachim. So what's the chiddush by saying, oh, he also can't have meiser behema? We know he can't have meiser behema from kachim. So it must be talking about meiser dagon then. And Ariel cannot eat meiser dagon. Well, I says, wait a second. Well, Tamich, according to your reasoning, the Bryce is not repeating things. So it must be that meiser is meiser dagon. Milo tanan pesach v'katani to kachim. It says pesach and kachim. Is pesach not one of the kachim? Just say kachim, and you know Karim pesach is aser, and then you also know Maaser Behema is aser. So it must be that the Gemara is not so concerned with repeating things. So the Gemara says, Bishlama pesach v'kachim tshicha. No, I understand. Pesach and kachim had to be listed separately. Because the itana pesach, if you just wrote pesach, mishim d'arielis b'pesach ksiva. There's a first pasuk right. That Ariel may not eat a Karim pesach. But about kachim emalo, I would have thought other kachim and Ariel may eat. Vitana kachim, if you just wrote kachim alone and not pesach, have a mina my kachim, how would you interpret the word kachim? It must be referring to pesach because pesach, it says Ariel by it, but other kachim maybe Ariel may eat. So that's why you have to list both pesach and kachim separately, even though they are really in essence both kachim. Maaser behema lomeli, but why specify maaser behema? Kachim would include maaser behema. There's no reason to separately list it. Ella must be Maaser Rishon for Rabbi Meir. He damar Maaser Rishon Asel Azarim. It's not referring to Maaser Dagon overall. All Maaser Dagon. It's specifically referring to Maaser Rishon, not Maaser Sheni. Maaser Rishon is a higher level, more chomer, because Rabbi Meir holds the Maaser Rishon, which is normally given to Levi. Not only is it given to Levi, but it's Asur for Zar to eat it. Maaser Enkein, Maaser Sheni. Anyone's allowed to eat Maaser Sheni. So that's why an Ariel may not eat Maaser Rishon, but he may still eat Maaser Sheni. This does not serve as a proof for us, as Brisa.
So it's not a proof of why it's listed in Maaser Behema.
Exactly. Well, it can be Maaser Behema. It could either be Maaser Rishon or it could be Maaser Sheni. We don't know.
But Maaser Behema is including Kochim.
Correct.
So why it's mentioned?
It doesn't. So it says Maaser. We don't know which Maaser it is. There's a few Maasers we have in Torah. Maaser Behema, Maaser Sheni, Maaser Rishon. That's so which Maaser is it referring to? It can't be referring to Maaser Behema because that's included on the Kochim. So which Maaser is it Maaser referring to? It could either be referring to Maaser Rishon, like the Gemara concludes, and nothing to do with Maaser Sheni, or it could be referring to Maaser Sheni, and it would tell us that Ariel may not eat Maaser Sheni. So Gemara doesn't conclude. The Gemara says it's possible it's referring to Maaser Rishon only, and only Ariel cannot eat Maaser Rishon, but maybe he can eat Maaser Sheni. So it doesn't serve as a proof. It's still an open question, I believe, what Maaser here is referring to, either Maaser Rishon or Maaser Sheni. Then the Gemara says Tashma attempts to bring another Braisa, a proof. Midatani Rabbi Chiya bar Rav Bidifti, Ariel Aser Bishte Maisos. That's the rule. He's not allowed to eat two Maisos. Which ones? My Lav Echa Maisa Dagan, all Maisa Dagan, all the grains, which include Maisa Rishon and Maisa Sheni, Vecha Maisa Behema. So we see from here that Maisa Sheni is Aser for an Ariel. Where it says, no, Hachanami Maisa Rishon Red Meir. No, referring to Maisa Behema. And referring to Maaser Rishon only, but not necessarily referring to Maaser Sheni, not a Raya either. Tashma, another proof. Onein Aser b'Maaser u'Mutter b'Chuma u'B'Parah. So try to pay attention here. We're not going to need to know all these things, but this is going to be very important. Bryce, just for general understanding of rules and halachas, an Onein is Aser b'Maaser, so we should know this already by now, that it says explicitly in the Torah that an Onein may not eat Maaser Sheni. U'Mutter b'Chuma, he's allowed to eat Chuma, we already saw this. Ubipara, an onain may also perform paraduma. Next category, tivoyom. We said tivoyom, person who's a tahor, went to the mikvah, just waiting for hair of shemesh for sunset. he's aser b'truma, but mutter b'para u'maisa sheni. So truma, we should know the Mishnah and Chagiga, if you remember, talk about that. But he's allowed to do paraduma. We should know from the beginning of the Maseches Yuma, based on Alpha, that paraduma may be done by Tivayom. And Oser Meiser, we said, we learned in the past couple of days, that Tivayom may do Meiser Sheni. Or Meiser, let's just say it for now. Then we have the next category is Mechusar Kippurim, someone who is very Tamei, he's still lacking a Karbam. There are four cases, let's see if I remember them, four individuals who are Tamei and need a Karbam to complete their Tahara. It's a Yoledes, a Mitzora, Mitzaras, a Zav, a Zava.
And
did I know them all?
Did you say
Mitzora, Mitzaras, Zav, Zava, Yoledes. I forget we count Mitzora, Mitzaras. I think there are four. I think we count Mitzora, Mitzaras as one, and Zav and Zava as two separate ones. So it's Yoledes, Mitzora, Zav, and Zava. I think those are the four.
Zav, Zava, Mitzora, Yoledes.
Yeah, that's it. Okay, perfect. So those four individuals who require a karbon, they're called Mechusar Kippurim. They're lacking the kippur, the kapara of a karbon. So what's the status of these individuals who have not yet brought their karbam? Aser b'para, they're not allowed to do the paraduma. Umuta b'truma, they may eat the truma u'maiser, they also may eat maiser. Now it's just interesting that a tivul yom is aser b'truma, but mechusar kippurim is mutter in truma. One would think it's more chomer. But either way, v'i isa nisne, if it's true, Nisne Ariel Asa Bachuma Umat Bapara of Meiser. If an Ariel may eat Meiser Sheni, teach Ariel as another thing where it's different between these three. Then Ariel may not eat Chuma as we know as something a given, it's a given, but an Ariel may do Paraduma and also may eat Meiser Sheni, if that were to be the case. So Hai Tana the Rabbi Akiva. No, this opinion thinks like Rabbi Akiva. The Marbi, we already learned Rabbi Akiva's opinion. The Marbi lay lover Ariel Kitame. Rabbi Akiva felt that an Ariel is no different than someone who's Tame. Even though the Ariel is not really Tame, he didn't touch anything Tame, the fact that he has an Ariel, it has the same din as a Tame. The Tanya, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Ishish, Larabos, Es Ha'Ariel. So for that reason, an Ariel is going to be Tame, he's therefore going to be Aser in all three situations of Chuma, Meiser, and Paraduma. Okay. We're good so far, I think? Yeah.
Right. And then Mechusar Kaparim, Kippurim, Asur Bepara. Mechusar Kippurim is a step after Tevul Yom.
It's after they bring the mikvah, they go to the mikvah, and they still have to bring the carbon after that mikvah.
So the person who goes to the mikvah is mutar bepara, and before he goes to the mikvah, he's mutar bepara, and or you would say that a metzora and a zava are also asur as a tevul yom.
No, I don't think they ever had.
They are not called tevul yom.
Exactly,
they are not called tevul yom.
Right. But it's just interesting because you would think since they're lacking a karbon, they'd be more tamei than a tevul yom.
So no, on the contrary, because they have to go. They have to do Tevul Yom anyways. It's just that they still have to do the Korban the next day. Meaning, all these four cases, they have to go to the Mikvah.
Right.
And then they bring the Korban.
Okay.
So what's the difference between
Tevul Yom
and...
Mechusar Kippurim has to bring a Korban also. Mechusar Kippurim.
Meaning if...
You could... Let's say Metzora.
If Mechusar Kippurim is Zav, Zavah, Metzora, Yoledet, what is Tevul Yom? Which is included.
No, Tevul Yom, and people who don't require to bring a karbon. Someone who's a Tamei Mace, let's say.
Uh-huh.
Or Sheretz. Yeah. Or Nida. So all I'm saying is Mechusar Kippurim is not just a more Chomer or more Mekel. It's a different category.
Because
it goes...
Because
let's say, for example, it says that it's more Chomer by Paraduma. It's Aser for Paraduma, but Tevul Yom is Mutter.
Because really, a Mechusar Kippurim is never called a Tevul Yom.
Right. Just a different category.
He's always a Mechusar Kippur. Right. Even if he went to the Mikvah, he's still Mechusar Kippur.
Exactly. Right.
Okay.
Then the Gemara wants to know, Man Tana de Pali Galeha de Rabbi Akiva. Who is this opinion? Who argues in Rabbi Akiva holding that a... Rashi tells us which question we're talking about here. That Man Tana de Lael de Achshir Ariel Bepara. Who's the one who permits an Ariel to do Paraduma?
So is it Hai Tana de Rabbi Akiva?
Oh, did I skip this one? No.
Haitana
de Paligala de Rabbi Akiva. So it might be an issue of yourselves here. See, there's an aleph there. The Hagos Gra takes it out. Who is Rabbi Akiva? And the other opinion, who's the one who argues in Rabbi Akiva? Rashi has Who is the one who argues on Rabbi Kiva? That's according to Rashi. Look at Rashi. I think Man Tana, Dila'el the Achsha Ariel Bapara. Who is the opinion who thinks that a Ariel may perform Paraduma? Who Palagaled Rabbi Kiva and argues on Rabbi Kiva? The Katani La'el Ariel Shehaza has also Kshera. Who's that opinion who thinks it's good? Ariel may do Paraduma. So Gemara says Tana de Rabbi Yosef Habavlihi. It's the Tana of Rabbi Yosef Bavli that here also is a bit of an issue. Rashi tells us it's referring to not Rabbi Yosef Bavli himself, but rather the Tana Kama of Rabbi Yosef Bavli, the Tana Kama who argues in Rabbi Yosef Bavli, as we're about to see. The Tanya, Sreifas Onein Mechusar Kippurim Kishera. Then Onein and Mechusar Kippurim may burn the Parduma. Rabbi Yosef Bavli Omer Onein Kishera. I agree, Onein may do this, but Mechusar Kippurim Psula may not do this. So we see from here that we're trying to prove that an Ariel is Mutter also, even though this is not addressed in Ariel. Let's see. As you look at Rashi, Tana de Yosef Abavlihi, Rashi says, Tana Kama, the Tana Kama of Yosef Abavlihi, Damar Mechusa Kippurim Kasha Bepara, Mechusa Kippurim may do Paraduma. Veha Masni Sadok Minakar B'Yekiva, Tana Mechusa Kippurim Pasa Bepara, that Braisa that says that Mechusa Kippurim may not do the Paraduma, that's referring to Rabbi Kiva. V'Yechehecha de Palaga Mechusa Kippurim, just like they argue with respect to Mechusa Kippurim, it's also very possible that this same Tana argues with Rabbi Kiva with respect to Ariel as well. So there's no real explicit brisa that says someone argues with Rabbi Kiva regarding Ariel, but the Gemara is trying to deduce from the fact that they argue about Michus Kippurim, they may also argue on Ariel. And since it's so unclear, that's probably why there's some machlokus among the brisas and who we're trying to find out Rabbi Kiva's opinion, and we're trying to find out the Tan who argues in Rabbi Kiva. That seems to be machlokus Rashi versus Rabbi Kiva versus the Gemara.
So Gemara said when it brought this sheet of Rabbi Kiva, it said that there's nowhere where we see any brisa like this Rabbi Kiva. Where do we go off say, explaining this Rabbi Kiva? Now this Gemara, a lot later, tells us that we have a brisa that tells us like Rabbi Kiva.
Well, the brisa doesn't explicitly say about Ariel, though. The Gemara is just trying to derive from it, from Mechus HaKippurim to Ariel. It's a straight right, yeah. Okay, then the Gemara says, Af Rabbi Yitzchak Savar, Ariel Asa B'Maiser. Going back to the question of can Ariel eat Ma'aser Sheni, Rabbi Yitzchak thinks an Ariel may not eat Ma'aser Sheni. Damar Rabbi Yitzchak minayin la'Ariel she'aser b'Ma'aser. How do we know that an Ariel may not eat Ma'aser Sheni? Ne'amar mimenu b'Ma'aser, ve'ne'amar mimenu b'Pesach. We have a gzeir shava. Ma mimenu ha'amar b'Pesach, Ariel aser bo. Just like with the word mimenu by Pesach, we know right by Pesach that an Ariel, explicit Pesach, that an Ariel may not eat carbon Pesach. Af mimenu ha'amar b'Ma'aser, Ariel aser bo. Through this Gzer Shava, we apply the Isser of an Ariel eating Ma'aser Sheni. So Gemara says, Mufni. It has to be Mufni. Mufni means that in order for there to be a good Gzer Shava, the words have to be available. It has to be Mamish, an extra word. Sometimes you have words which fit into the Psukim, are necessary for the Pasuk, yet we still use one of those words as a Gzer Shava. But if it's, but since it's not Mufni, since that word wasn't extra, we're just using this for a Gzer Shava, one could challenge the Gzer Shava and ask questions on it. In order to make it an unbreakable Gzeir Shava, has to be that the word is mamish extra there. It's unnecessary in each context. Once it's unnecessary, it forces us to make a drasha. That drasha, that Gzeir Shava, may not be broken by any questions. So Gemara says it has to be mufne, it has to be where there are extra words being used, because if they're not extra words, they're words that actually fit well in the psukim, are necessary for the pasuk itself, one could ask the following question. So Gemara says, what's the question? It has to be mufne. D'lo mufni, if the words being used for the Gzeir Shava, the words we meant are not being used, ikl mifrach, you could ask the following question. Mala Pesach, shekein chayav malav, mishim pigul v'noser v'tameh. A Karim Pesach, the reason why an Ariel cannot eat Karim Pesach, because there are other stringencies that apply to Karim Pesach, namely there's an ifser pigul, which means if the Kohen has the improper intentions, or if noser is left over, or a person who's tameh cannot eat the Karim Pesach, those are stringencies that apply to Karim Pesach. It makes sense that an Ariel is also Aser by Karim Pesach. But to apply that to this Ma'aser Sheni, it wouldn't make any sense because Ma'aser Sheni does not have the chumras of a pigul noser v'tameh. So the only reason why we'd be able to make such a Gzeir Shava is if the words being used for the Gzeir Shava are mamish extra, unnecessary in those contexts, and the only reason why they're there is to make such a Gzeir Shava, which would be unbreakable.
Is it?
Is it what? Are they mufni? Well, that's what Gemara is about to try to prove that. Gemara is going to prove that. So Gemara says now, Lai ufni. Let's understand mufni, my mufni. So it must be mufni, and which words are mufni? Or which? How do we see that in mufni? How do we see the words mimenu are extra? So Amar Rava, Amar Reb Yitzchak, Tlasa Mimenu Ksiva BePesach. It says the word Mimenu in three different places by Karim Pesach. So Rashi tells us where it says this. You look at Rashi, Tlasa Mimenu Ksiv BePesach, Al Tochlu Mimenu Na. Don't eat Mimenu from it raw. Lo Sosiru Mimenu. Don't leave it over Mimenu. And again, Vhanosar Mimenu, the leftover from it. Those are the three Mimenus. So again, the word seems to be extra because we're talking about Karim Pesach. So of course, Mimenu is Karim Pesach. So why mention Mimenu three times? So the Gemara says, now Rabbi Yitzchak explains, Chad Legufe, one for the Pasuk itself. So Chad Legufe, Rashi doesn't really explain what that means, Chad Legufe. Let's see. So I'm having on the side here saying, Mimenu means only the Isser of eating it raw only applies to the Karban Pesach, but does not apply to the other mitzvos of carbon of the Pesach, namely matzah and maror, do not have such an issur of eating it raw. Mimenu, only the guf, only carbon Pesach has the issur of eating it raw.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I'm not sure where they're getting this from because it's not a Rashi. Apparently, it's a Tosfos here. Okay, fine. Okay, that's, you see, Tosfos chad legufe. Tosfos writes chad legufe. Al tochlu mimenu na. Didn't say the word menu. Even those have an iser of na of eating it raw. Mimenu, no, only by the Karban Pesach is there such an iser. Great question. So matzah, I understand there might be an iser of eating it raw.
What is it raw?
What?
What is raw matzah? Not cooked.
Yeah. Just dough. What?
A dough.
Yeah, batzek. Yeah.
Is it considered matzah?
Yeah, Mara had to have mina, I guess.
Okay.
But mara, you know, you would think maybe you should have to cook the mara.
No?
Right, maybe you'd have to cook the mara to eat it, the havminas. Even though the Mishnah does paskin that we're not allowed to have
but
cooked
this is
mara.
Meat, which is different din rather than, you know.
Why? I mean, why is it different than matzah dough? That's, you know, uncooked, it's inedible, just
this
like meat.
This is somach.
That's fine. So one is Mimenu to teach us that the Isser of eating it na only applies to Karban Pesach. Chad, one Mimenu, L'Gzeirah Shava, is supposed to be available for this Gzeirah Shava from it to Ma'aser Sheni. The Chad, one of them, the third Mimenu is for the following. And this next one is actually going to be Machlokas, what the function of this third Mimenu is for. L'man damar ba'a kasav li'tein l'cha asei, achei los asei. So the one who holds that this last appearance, it says, los asir Mimenu ad boker, va Hanoser mimenu ad boker be'ish shisrofu, the leftover from it from Karban Pesach is supposed to be burnt the next day. So man damar ba kasher li'tein l'cha asei achelos asei. The one who thinks that the chiv sreifa is mentioned here to tell me that after there's an iser of nosar of leaving it over, you violate an iser. There's an asei to fix it by burning it the next morning. So I'd the chiv nosar ksiv nami mimenu. Since it says the word nosar, it also says mimenu. I think the idea is since it's repeating. What's the idea of Eish Tesofu? It's going to undo the lav of leaving it over, the undoing the nosar. That's why it repeats, Ad Boker, it says, Loso Simimenu Ad Boker, don't leave it over. And should say, Ba'Eish Tesofu, Ba'Boker Eish Tesofu. Why does it say, Va'Nosimimenu Eish Tesofu? To tell us that the burning fixes the nosar. That's why it repeats the nosar again, it fixes the nosar. So once you say nosar, we take the word mimenu with it, because initially it said, Tosir Mimenu, so those words go together. So we say, Nosar Mimenu, Be'esh Tisrofu. It just goes hand in hand with the word Nosar. That's why it's there. It's not really an extra Joshua. It's just the way the Psukim speaks. And the Man Damar, the other opinion, who thinks, Litein Le Boker Sheni Lisrefaso, this Pasuk of Ad Boker Be'esh Tisrofu is not teaching me that you're supposed to burn and it fixes the lav. It's telling us that you have to wait until the next morning, the second morning, to burn it. So let's imagine, Leil Pesach, it's Yontif, person has leftover Karban Pesach by Chatzos. The morning time, you're not allowed to burn it because it's Yontif that very next morning, so you have to wait until Boker Sheni, the morning of Chol Moed. So that's what it's telling us to do, wait until Boker Sheni to burn it, the Sheifaso. So I did the Chsiv Ad Boker, Chsiv Namu Mimenu. So again, the Pasuk says, Lo Sosir Mimenu Ad Boker, don't leave it over until morning, and then it repeats again, Va'nos Mimenu Ad Boker, Be'ish Yisrofu. So since it repeats the word boker to give a second boker, it says boker twice in the pasuk. That's going on boker sheni. So we say the word mimenu and boker go hand in hand, just like initially we said lo sosir mimenu ad boker. They go together. So too in the seif of the pasuk it says hanoser mimenu ad boker. The word mimenu and boker go hand in hand. It's very strange. We don't have this type of drasha elsewhere, I don't think. But mimenu is just consistency of the pesukim. It sounds like. No, so the second mimenu is mufne. That said, the first mimenu we needed to teach me that the Isser not only applies to Karm Pesach. The third mimenu is because of the consistency of the psukim. The middle one, the second one, is completely available to be made, to use as a drasha for Maaser Sheni. Then the Gemara says, Tlasa mimenu ksivi b'maaser. Now we go to Maaser, it says three mimenus there as well. And we're going to have one of them to be, we'll see what they're going to be used for. So Chad, Legufe 1, for the Maaser Sheni itself. What's his teaching about Maaser Sheni? That an Onei is also to eat Maaser Sheni, but mutter to eat Maaser Rishon. That's Chad Legufe. Then Chad the Rabbi Abohu, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, one to teach us according to his opinion. That what? Does Rashi tell us what he says again? Rashi says, yeah. You see, Rashi, Lechad Rabbi Abohu, Damar Leel, a couple lines lower than where we are in the Gemara. He says, Damar Leel, we learned earlier, the Mishrei had Laka b'shemen shel Truma shenitba. To permit burning oil, truma oil, that became tame, one's allowed to burn it. So we said, mimenu lo b'arti b'tame, the pasuk said, by Maaser Sheni, only by Maaser Sheni is there an issue to burn it while tame, only mimenu, but by truma, it's mutter to burn it if it's tame. And then, again, chad Rabbi Yaboa, am Rabbi Yochanan, v'chad, the third mimenu is the Reish Lakish. The Reish Lakish, am Rabbi Simai, minayin the Maaser Sheni, shenitma shemutu l'sucho. How do I know that Maaser Sheni that becomes Tameh, I'm allowed to take that oil, Maaser Sheni that became Tameh, and use it as rubbing oil? Shenemar v'lo nasati mimenu l'meis. I did not use it for the mace, this pasuk says. This is talking about Maaser Sheni also. So, l'meis hu d'lo nasati, it's only usher to use this oil of Maaser Sheni for mace, but halachai dumi d'meis nasati, but it's on the chai that's similar to a mace, I'm allowed to place such an oil on. Ezu davar sheshave b'chaim v'meisim, havi omer zu sicha. What's a hana that's similar to both? It can't be eating, can't be drinking. The only thing you could possibly do to a mace is rub the oil on its skin. So that same rubbing on the skin of a dead person is permitted, however, on a live person. That's what the third mimenu is coming to teach us. Of mimenu by Maaser Sheni, that one may. So again, the first one was to teach me that the onen is only us by Maaser Sheni, but mutter by Maaser Rishon. Second mimenu is teaching us that it's mutter to burn truma that became tameh. And the third thing is telling me that it's mutter to rub Maaser Sheni shemen on a person who's chai and tameh, as opposed to a mace may not.
Does it mean that regular mace, are you allowed to rub it on a mace?
No. He doesn't tell us. We don't make that's not a dict, but we only know about Maaser Sheni. We don't know about Maaser Rishon. I don't know. I'm not sure. Okay, so either way, we'll be seeing this whole discussion. The point was that we learn from Maaser Sheni, according to Rabbi Yitzchak, we learn from Pesach, just like an Ariel may not eat Karim Pesach, he may not eat Maaser Sheni as well. Because the word mimenu by Karim Pesach, at least, not by Maaser Sheni. By Maaser Sheni, all three mimenus have a purpose. None of them are available for the drasha of Ariel. But the mimenu, there is an extra word mimenu by Karim Pesach that's available just to create this Gzer Sheva to apply the halacha of Ariel being usher to Maaser Sheni as well. So now the Gemara asks Maskevla Marzutra. Then we went into a discussion that the three mimenus by Maaser Sheni were also for particular halachas. So Maskevla Marzutra, Eima Likach Lo Aron Vatachrichin. Maybe this last mimenu we said that you're not allowed to use Maaser Sheni for a mace. Maybe it's coming to teach us that for a mace himself you can't use it, but maybe you are allowed to buy him the Aron and Tachrichim for the mace. Maybe that's what you can use the Maaser Sheni money for those purposes. Samar of Huna, Breder of Yeshua, Mimenu, Migufa. No, the word Mimenu is referring to the guf itself. The guf itself. Let's see what Rashi says here.
Uh-huh.
The deal we're making is it's also for the mace to something with the body of the mace. The heter is something else to the guf of something else. As opposed to something that's external.
The goof of the Maaser Sheni, not a pidyon of it.
The goof of the Maaser Sheni.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're trying to use the Maestro Shane itself,
Maestro
like the oil,
actually
as opposed
the
to
oil itself you're using, as opposed to selling it and being poisoned
and
buying something else.
Okay. Okay. Rashi's not really helping us out so much here. Okay. Then the Gemara says, Rav Ashi Amar Lo Nasati Duma Dulo Achalti. He says another reason why you can't say the Maestro Shane is being used to buy Aron Tachrichin, says Rav Ashi, because Lo Nasati, it has to be similar to Dulo Achalti. Similar idea, just like lochalti is referring to eating the actual maaser sheni, so to the hana we're talking about here of lonasati is referring to the guf of the maaser sheni, as opposed to using the pidyon, the value of it, for buying aron tachrichin. Gemara says now, well, the Gemara asks all over the place, v'akati mufna mitzarecha. It's already proved that at least one of the menus, obviously Gzeir Shavah has two directions, or two sides to it. There's a Pesach and there's the Maaseh Sheni side. So we proved that one side, at least by Karban Pesach, the word Mimenu is Mufn, is extra. So, exactly. This makes sense according to the opinion they hold. If one of the words of the Gzeir Shavah, at least if only one of them are Mufna, that's enough to make it an unbreakable Gzeir Shavah. You can't ask any questions. The other opinion holds, no, you're allowed to learn when one word is Gzeresha, one word is a Mufta, but you could also ask questions on that. So even though one word here is actually by Karim Pesach, you could still ask the question, wait a second, Karim Pesach is more Chomer. It has Isser Nosar, Isser Pigel, Isser Tameh. So maybe you shouldn't be able to bring over the halacha of Aril as well. What are you going to explain according to that other opinion that Mitzad Echad is going to be Lameidin and Meshivin? The Gemara explains, "Hach the Rebbe Abo, Rav Nachman, so Amar Rabba Bar Avua Nafka. They learn it out from him. The Amar Rav Nachman Amar Rabba Bar Avua, my dechsev. What does it mean? Vani and hinei nasati lecha es mishmeres trumos sai. I will give to you the protection of my plural trumos. Shali trumos sai my trumos. What does it mean? Two. B'shtei trumos akasim medaber. It's referring to two different trumos. We only have one trumos. What's two different trumos? Achas Chuma Tahora, Achas Chuma Timea, that both a Tara Chuma and Tamei Chuma, that it's supposed to be yours, Nasati Lecha, for you. So Amar Rahman Lecha, it's supposed to be yours, Shelcha Tye Lasaka, it should be for you, Tachas Tafshilcha. That if Chuma becomes Tamei, even though you can't eat it, and even though you can't use it as oil, you're allowed to use it to fuel your fire and to cook above it. This is the Gemara and Shabbos as well. So from that we see that one of the menus is not being used to teach me that Chuma, remember, one menu of Maaseh Sheni, we're trying to say menu for Maaseh Sheni, you can't burn Maaseh Sheni Tamei, but you may burn Chuma Tamei. Of course, you don't need that menu. We have another pasuk of Chuma Sai to teach me that you're allowed to burn Chuma Tamei. That now tells us that the other menu by Maaseh Sheni is actually available Mufna. It's Mufna Mishnei Tzadim, and you can make it an unbreakable Gezer Shava and learn the halacha that just like an Aral is Aser by Karim Pesach, an Aral is also Aser by Maaseh Sheni. Wow, we're so out of time. Yes. Okay, maybe we'll finish this up today. It's already 6:37. The Gemara says now the two dots at the bottom. V'chol ha-tameim. So this is talking about what's Chol ha-tameim referring to? That all tameim may not eat truma. So how do we know a tameim person may not eat truma? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishim, Rabbi Shmuel, Amar Kra, the pasuk says, Ish, Ish, Mizer, Aaron, Vutaru, Ozav. The Gemara, the pasukim continue to say, where's the end of the pasuk here? Lo yochal ad asher yitar. B'kachim lo yochal ad asher yitar. All the people who are tameim, it's the first pasuk, may not eat kachim. And then certainly Chuma, it sounds like. Eze hidavar shiz shave bizarro shel Aaron. What's something that's equal across the board to all Zer shel Aaron? That Rashi says, Bein zicharim v'nekevos, that both men and women may eat. Dilu kachi kachim ha-nisinim l'karnim ein nechalim el zichay kuna. It can't be referring to kachim because it's only zichay kuna, only the males eat kachim of kachi kachim, but the women do not eat kachi kachim. So what's the pasuk referring to? That they can't eat kachim, that Zer Aaron, when you have all Zer, it doesn't say Zachar Aaron, it says Zer Aaron. So where do you have that Zer Aaron are equal? The only time we have such an example is Chuma. So this pasuk is referring to that a person whose tummy may not eat, a Kohen whose tummy may not eat Chuma.
So what's, isn't the second Ish to say it's only Zachar?
Second what?
What is it? Ish Ish.
The Ish Ish means Zer Aaron. So you're saying the word Ish Ish. But why say the Zer Aaron? Why not say B'nei Aaron? We always say B'nei Aaron all over the place. Zer Aaron is a very strange lashon. Ish, ish.
It's a
zera instead of Right. So zera aron comes to include all zera, even the kevos. So what's a food that's usher even to women? Must be, that's a shaykh to women rather. Chuma is shaykh to women. So we see even though it's chuma, even though a woman can eat it, Someone who's tamei may not eat chuma.
Aren't women allowed to eat kachay kalim also?
That's what he says. So that's a good question. Rashi said only kachay kachim. Wait, kachay kalim. Wait a second. No, don't we say in the Mishnah in Eitz Makomen? Shlamim, yeah.
I'm not sure.
Chaz v'shok come from the shlamim.
Right.
So what about that? Mara says einu b'chazeres. So it's einu b'chazeres. What do you mean einu b'chazeres? So right. So when a bas kohen becomes almana, we learned this already, and she goes back to her house of her father, she's not allowed to eat these chazei v'shok anymore.
Right.
So I'm not sure. How do you know we need the halacha of chazeres here? How do you know that's one of the criteria?
Because it's not all the whole zara.
I see. Okay. So Gemara says chuma nami eno bechalala. So chuma may not eat by chalala. So it's not all zara aron.
The
Gemara says chalala lav zara daron. It's not considered zara daron. So we need a case that everything applies to all zara, and that would only be chuma. Umimai dahai ada sheitar adika ha'arv shemesh. How do you know that? Ad shitar means referring to santa. Maybe it refers to going to the mikvah, and even a tefil yom may eat truma. Eim adam aisi kavar. Maybe once they bring the karban, they require it, but not necessarily a hair of shemesh. So the Gemara says, it's all the way around, rather. No. Mechutz kippurim is the next morning. Maybe it's not enough to have hair of shemesh. Maybe you also need mechutz kippurim. So the Gemara says, lo sagadaitach. No one ever thinks this. Titanic debay Rabbi Shmuel bezov bal shterios. So a Zav who sees two times, Ziva, uv mitzor muskar, hakasa medaber. Referring to these two individuals, where there's no carbon yet. Baal Shtei Rios, Zav Baal Shtei Rios, is Tamei 7 days, but does not bring a carbon. Also, Tamei mitzor muskar does not bring a carbon. So that's what we're referring to. Even though there's no carbon, it's referring to Tivol Yom, Her of Shemesh here. Dumi Tamei, why? Nefesh, just like a Tamei Nefesh. Ma Tamei Nefesh, meaning a person who's Tamei Mace. Tamei Nefesh means Tamei Mace. Dela Bar Kaparhu. A Tamei Mace does not have to bring a carbon. Hani Nami Dela B'nei Kaparhu Ninu. The other examples of the case of Taru and Zav are referring to individuals who don't have to bring a carbon as well. Ve'ema maybe say, Hani Mila Dela Bar Kaparhu. So maybe it's only Tamei Nefesh because it's not shayach to have a carbon by Tamei Nefesh. We never find that a Tamei Mace has to bring carbon Nefesh.
I'm sorry. Mitzoras Muskar was the one that there was a doubt.
There's a doubt, and it turns out he was nothing.
Right.
So there's no bring.
And he still has to do. He still has to go to the mikvah now.
He has to. I think he's Tamei still for 7 days. I think they only look at him after 7 days.
Oh, he also needs Ayra Hashemesh. Right. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So. Gemara says, so it has to be the examples of the psukim of Taru and Zav, the pasuk says, has to be similar to Tamei Nefesh that's mentioned in the psukim, which just like a Tamei Nefesh is no carbon, so too the examples of Zav and Taru and the psukim are cases where there is no carbonos. Versus, why it have to be the case? Maybe there's a difference. Ema, maybe you should say that the Ema Hani Mile de la Bar Kaparahu. That's only true for people who are not subject to Bar Kaparah. Aval, the Bar Kapara, those who are subject to a Kapara, namely a Zava who sees three times, or Mitzora Muchlat, who's a decisive Mitzora, Adam Isi Kapara. Maybe they would have to wait until they bring a carbon. Visu, moreover, Havdatan, that Misha tells us that Taval, Va'ala, Ochobe Meiser, a person goes to the mikvah, he could get up, and even though he's a Tvil Yom, may eat Meiser, Harav Shimsho, the sun set, Ochobe Chuma, he eats Chuma, Hevi Kapara, Ochobe Bekachim. And if he brings a kabar, he now eat kachim. Minal, and how do we know this to be true? Then Amar Rav Chisa, they go on to say, Tflasa, Ksiva, Ksiv, there are three psukim. Ksiv, Velo Yochami men, Mer kachim, Kimur chats, Beserba mayim, Harachat tar. One pasuk tells me you're allowed to eat kachim as long as you go to the mikvah. Uksiv, another pasuk says, Uva Shemesh retire, Vachar Yochal, Mer kachim. One pasuk says that you need to wait for sunset to eat. And Ksiv, yet a third pasuk says, the kapar leha koin vitara, only after the kapar from the koin, meaning the karbon, is one allowed to eat it. Haketad, the stira. Is it Her Shemesh? Is it Tivol Yom? Is it carbon? Haketad, kan la Meiser, kan la Truma, kan la Kachim. So one deferring to Meiser, one deferring to Truma, one deferring to Kachim. Meiser requires Tevila, Truma requires Her Shemesh, and Kachim requires Mechutz Kippurim. So how is that? Was it supposed to be part of like a long question here? I thought we were asking double questions here. We're first suggesting that maybe
an extra question.
Right, we answered this extra question, it seems like. So we had an initial question that maybe we never answered that question, maybe that we're referring to the psukim that only those who don't have to bring a karban are allowed to eat right away. But someone who's subject to a kapar, who has to bring a karban, maybe they would have to wait in a chanami until they bring the karban. Then we asked the second question of what's the source of these three cases, and the Gemara answered that question. So let's continue to see where the Gemara goes. Gemara says, "Ipech ana." I would say the opposite is true, that
That's
switching around. So Gemara says, "Mistaver truma adifa." It makes sense. Truma is more adif, that it requires a further level that of ma'aser sheni. It requires also have shemesh. Shekein machpaz has machpaz. Machpaz is
mita bidei shamayim chomesh pidyon zarim.
Aha, that applies to truma. So Gemara said,
If I'm saying if someone needs to pay extra, not by pidyon.
I'm sorry.
If someone is poder, it might would also have chomesh, saying that he only needs the chomesh when someone eats it.
Right.
And then Ad Rabba Ma'aser Adif, and the Ma'aser is better. Shekein Hadas, it has Hadas. Hadas stands for Havas Makom, Vidui Aser. Hadas Tav rather five things. Vidui Aser Leonin, a beer requires. Okay, so a lot more things. Vidui Aser Leonin Tuma beer. Okay, so Gemara says Afil Hachi, even though it's true that Ma'aser has more things, so Misa Adif. The fact that this Misa attached to Truma tells us that qualitatively, Truma is a much more severe eating, and therefore it has to wait for even Harishemesh.
Sure, makes sense.
And right, Rav Amar Belomis, even without Misa Adifa, Truma is still better. Nami Lomatus Amris, even without that, you couldn't say, because Amar Kra Nefesh, Ezu Davash Sheshava B'chol Nefesh, Havyomer Zeh Meiser. So the pasuk that's referring to going to the mikvah, the beginning of that pasuk says, Nefesh Hashay Tigabo, Loyocha Minakachim, Kim Rechatz B'sor B'mayim. Which is saying that Shavu L'chol Nefesh, Ma'aser, anybody, even a Zar, could eat Ma'aser Sheni. So that very pasuk was referring to Shavu L'chol Nefesh, is now being told, is referring to Ma'aser. It says at the end, all you need to do is go to the mikvah. So once that pasuk is referring to Ma'aser Sheni, it leaves the other pasuk about Harav Shemesh referring to Truma. So Vakati, now we're going back to that question that Gemara initially had asked, we never answered yet. Akati, Hani Mile Heichad La Bakabara. Maybe it's only true by those individuals who do not require carbon. They're allowed to eat once it comes to Harav Shemesh, Aval Heich and the Bar Kapara, those who need to bring a carbon in Mitzor Muchlad, it was of Bal Shlosh Rios, I the Maisi Kapara, maybe they have to wait until they bring the carbon. Amrabai, Trey Kroy, Ksivi, the two Psukim, Yoledes, Ksiv, by Yoledes. Ksiv, Ad Milos Yimei Tara, by the way, it's 6:47, okay, 3 minutes. Ad Milos Yimei Tara, until the days of Tara are complete, so a woman who sees, has birth to a girl, let's say, she's tummy for 14 days, and then she's Tahor for 66 days, and she has birth, gives birth to a boy, she's tummy for 7 days, and then it's tara for 33 days. So one pasuk says, Ad Melos Yimei Tara, Kamen Shemelu Yimei Tara, once she completes the days of Tara, 40 for a boy, and it's 80 for a girl, so then she's allowed to eat, can't eat kachim, I don't think. She could eat truma, I guess, referring to, right? She could eat truma then. Yet another pasuk says, V'chaper le'a koin v'tara. Yoledes has to bring a kapara. It's all taler on the carbon. Is it taler on the carbon or is it taler on the yamim? Okay, it said, Kan the truma, kan the kachim. When it comes to yimei tara, then she's allowed to eat truma. But in order to eat kachim, she has to wait to bring the karbanos before she's allowed to eat kachim. V'ipach ani, I would say the other way around. Maybe kachim could be eaten right away after days, and truma has to wait until the carbon's brought. Anamastavr, the kodesh chamer, kodesh mashmer chamer, shekain pinkas, which refers to, let's see, pigal, nosar.
Korban me'ila kares asur le'onim.
Okay, I'm not sure how those all fit in. Korban me'ila, oh, korban me'ila, ayin is what you said?
It says, pigal, nota, korban me'ila kares, and asur le'onim.
Ayin is me'ila, it's a mem, me'ila, I see. Okay. Adraba, chuma chamur, shekain machbaz. Okay, but still, kachim has more on the list than that of truma, and therefore it's more of a chamer, more severe. Rav Amar, below hanach nefishin, even though, forget the fact that there's more by kachim, without that, lomatz amris, you couldn't have said that kachim is an earlier stage than that of truma. Amar krav v'chaper le'a hakoin v'tara. Michlal shi tzimeya. So he brings a carbon for her, and now she's tar, which implies that she was tamei before this. Now, v'sak daitach v'kachim ikri, you say referring to kachim in this case, What's his last proof saying? If the first pasuk is referring to
means that before that she is tamei.
So only now she completed tahor by the bringing of the carbon. That implies that she was tamei before this. And if we're saying that the earlier stage, after the yamei yamim are complete, she's allowed to tikkachim, is it ever possible to have a tamei person tikkachim?
Right.
So it must be that only after the second stage of bringing the carbon.
It's also a question on truma, but I guess it's tamei for
tikkachim
and not tamei for truma.
Yeah.
The first pasuk says v'chiper la'akon v'tahar. Isn't that the second pasuk we wrote? The first pasuk was out of melos yamei tahara. We gave it shemali yamei tahara.
Right, no, v'chiper la'a is the second pasuk.
V'chiper la'akon v'tahara is second pasuk.
Correct. But mechal she tmeya. She was tmeya before that point. So that means at the earlier stage of yamei melo yamim, she was tamei then. Are we going to say when she was tamei she could eat kachim? Certainly not. We can at least fathom. I'm not sure how. It's a good question. We could somehow fathom maybe she could eat shuma while being tamei, which is somewhat problematic. Okay, so we'll stop here, I guess.
No, we did it.
Yeah, we did. The most.